I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Scott Soltner. Everybody knows him as Smarty from Smarty's Saloon in Negaunee. He joined us to talk about the upcoming Goof Fest. It is this Sunday. It's a fundraiser for a scholarship fund in the name of Goofus. And here's the details on what's happening with Scott Soltner from Smarty's Saloon.
Well, what we do is we raise money for the Goofus Scholarship Fund. Every year, there are two scholarships that are given to deserving seniors to help them get to college and help them out a little bit.
And these are the kids in Negaunee schools, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So this is a little bit of everything going on. You've got, you've got some entertainment. Pierre and his karaoke machine will be there, Pierre Oji.
Oh, yes.
But you've got also other lots of opportunities. You've got some raffles and things, right?
Oh, yeah. Lori and Aaron and Dennis, the crew from the Screened Image, they'll be there. I'm sure that they'll have shirts and stuff. Mm-hmm. They'll be running around with tickets. Our staff will be helping out. And, of course, Pierre. Mm-hmm. And ice cold beer and
let's talk about that. Beer is one of the things is, and no joking about it being at Smarties or whatever, but there's a special beer, the Goofus beer that's going to be there. And that's, I haven't had a chance to try it yet. So
it's actually really good. It's kind of a combination of flavors. I'm not a real big craft beer drinker, but, I like that for some reason. A nice slice of orange goes well with it, but not necessary.
I equated to if Busch Light and Labatt Blue Light had a child, that would be this.
Why is this something that you like to do at Smarties? I mean, you're Mr. Community, but I mean, tell us a little bit about why this is something that's important to you and the crew there.
Well, Goofus was always near and dear to so many people in Negaunee, but it was by our misfortune that he passed away at Smarties. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've always been willing to do anything that we can. That was a rough day.
Yeah,
it was. But the thing that we talked about earlier this week, Scott, is that Goofus, bless his heart, was somebody that had to be experienced. You could never explain Goofus.
I tried to explain to somebody from out of town yesterday. Who's that guy?
And you just can't
we've
do
got
it.
We've got a big painting on the wall, and we put it right where he was standing before he left. And I couldn't find the words to explain Goofus. I could show you a video or something, but that's not even it, you know.
No, and it was a spirit that
a
was
presence.
There. Yes, because
I'd say presence.
Absolutely. Enjoyed people. No one enjoyed having fun with people more than Goof. This has been a lot of fun because we're remembering, someone that you and I got to know very well.
Many of us did. Goofus. Yes. Alan Amismacki, his real name, you could call me Al, was call kind of Al. His little catchphrase. Goofus passed away 8 years ago, right around in here, late March, early April. He was one of the guys that really was truly the community of Negaunee and the community of Marquette County and an ambassador of the UP. There is a celebration coming up Sunday, Goof Fest at Smarty Saloon. Scott Smart Cars Holter here with us, Smarty himself.
Yes,
to
sir.
Talk about it. Someone just tuning in right now. When is it happening?
Sunday, the 26th, 2 to 5, and show up early, leave when you want. But we're going to have a music provided by Pierre Oja. Well, of course, he'll have his karaoke bulldozer rolling.
Of course.
And there will be prizes and some other surprises. We're going to get his longtime friend, and he was best man at Ponzi's wedding. That goofball who's kind of following in Goofus's footsteps now today. He'll be there, and his old roommate, Dale. A lot of his old buddies will be there, and I'm sure that we're going to get a surprise visit from Betty.
More than likely.
By the way, is the polka cello.
Yes.
We haven't really even touched on the polka cello. The true presence of Goofus was the polka cello, this percussion instrument mounted to basically a pole.
Mop handle.
Yeah. It had noisemakers and a boot and cymbals, and he'd play it with a stick and he'd sing. And that was part of the presence of it. And I'm sure we'll be doing our weak impressions of it.
Do you know if you Google polka cello, do you know who comes up?
Goofus. I wonder who.
I think that's fantastic.
Isn't it something?
I love it.
So, it is what it is. It's all about the legacy. And again, this all benefits the Goofus scholarships for seniors at Negaunee High School. Goofus
Scholarship Fund.
Yep.
It, all proceeds go to the Alan Goofus Amos Mackey Scholarship for Negaunee High School.
Mm-hmm. And so, if you'd like to contribute, you can still contribute to the fund for the scholarships by just picking up a sixer of the Goofus beer, because some of the proceeds to that available retail also go to the scholarship.
Absolutely. And we'll be passing around buckets and collection.
That's Smarty from Smarty Saloon in Negaunee, the site of Goof Fest coming up this Sunday from 2 to 5. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.